have smaller zones, but lots of them. The current solution which solves this, except for DNSSEC, we have DNSSEC currently as a standalone system which isn't really integrated in our main production environment. It's a separate production environment. Is that we have our zone data stored in a relational database, and then we replicate this data to every name server once every minute. And then we use this zone storage engine in Bind, which is called Bind DLZ, to serve DNS data from this Berkeley database. And the queries are done live when DNS queries come in. And this solves the requirements I talked about and more. So we're using it and we're happy. But why didn't we choose to use regular binds? Well, we had that solution at start, and it started getting to be a problem after around 50,000 zones or so, when reconfigs took pretty long time. I tried this a couple of days ago, and it took 20 seconds with 117,000 zones, which was the most I could get with the perhaps small machine with 1 GB of RAM, which I tried. So it's still a problem, and that's why we and lots of other registrars with lots of zones use other name server products, for example, Bind DLZ, which is Bind then, but other solutions. And this poses a problem for us when we want to have DNSSEC for all our zones, because then we want to use our main production environment instead of having just stock bind at the side of the live environment, which we do today. One problem is that lots of the DNSSEC action is done in the zone file storage backend in bind and not generically for all backends. For example, the logic to send NSSEC records with NX domain. I also feel, which several of the previous speakers have talked about, that there are a need of better tools than there exists today for key management and things like that. We use this RIPE DNSSEC management tools today for the small number of zones which we have assigned. Well, there are tools, but we don't feel that they are suitable to hundreds of thousands of domains. So the current plan, we plan to try to find and fix some support for this problem that Bind DLZ doesn't work, because we feel that it's the simpler route in getting it into our production environment. There are, of course, other possibilities. We could change to some other name server which supported this out of the box. We don't have a current time frame for when exactly we will get this done. And for the other issues, signing key management of large number of changes, and there will of course be a large number of re-signing when signatures expire if you have 400,000 zones. Well, we place our hope in the OpenDNSSEC project, which I think Jakob is going to speak about. We will try to help. We can bring our perspective into it, because I'm sure that most of the people working now is considering the TLD part of it. But I think that not perhaps as I write a shift of scope, but we should increase the scope of this tooling to include registrars or large DNS operators, because all parts are needed to get DNSSEC deployment in full scale. And I also think that biggest bang for the buck is to focus on the large DNS operators. if you take an international market, you have several large DNS operators which have a large percentage of the comm zone as well. So it's not just in .se we have this situation. And getting these DNS operators to sign all their zones means much broader DNSSEC deployment than to focus on all small DNS operators one at a time. We also talked, some previous speakers talked about the end user, and I think that the end user doesn't administer their name servers. They hire someone else to do it. So these large DNS operators are pretty much the people that my mother will buy domains from, and they have web interfaces which does all the work, or perhaps not even that, it's handled automatically. And if those operators support DNSSEC, then I think that the end user will have a much simpler way to get their DNS safe, perhaps even without worrying about it, because it's from standard. So that's my presentation.
Thank you, Jimmy. I hope that João Damas will present some solutions for Bind 10 now.
Okay. So this is a short one, and more related to DNSSEC than the future, but we can talk about the future afterwards. So as we have been talking about DNSSEC and Bind and all these things for what seems like ever, we came across the time when we actually not talking anymore about the protocol, but actually about using it. And people like you have seen presenting today come across various shortcomings. And clearly there is a need for tool sets and for better server behavior and so on. So we are going to address this in a staged process. As Andre already mentioned, and Bind 9.6 is the first step in addressing usage problems. And it's currently in alpha. You can download it and test it. It includes things like continuous signing or re-signing, where if it has access to the keys that are used for signing online, it will look at the signatures and prevent them from expiring by resigning them when it's necessary. Because this requires access to the keys online, and people get really nervous, as they should, by having the keys online. What we did to support this functionality is integrate PKCS11 support into Bind, so that the keys can then be stored, even generated, in HSMs, in hard storage modules, and access from there so that the key isn't exposed during normal operations. Along the process, we also incorporated support for hardware acceleration if it's present. You have cards like the one that was mentioned, the SAN card, or any other things. We have been testing with the SAN card and with AEP devices for these. I was a little bit surprised. I haven't been tracking exactly the debugging process of the release, so I was a bit surprised by Andre's comments, because the SAN card is indeed one of those that we do the test with. So I'm not sure if the machine is running Linux or Solaris, though, so we have had issues about that. Along with that, 9.6 incorporates support for NSEC 3. And it also incorporates support for transition between states, so that you can, on the fly, move from unsigned to signed, to from NSEC to NSEC 3, or the other way around, by having Bind generate the records while it's running, and then swapping the contents of the zone once the process is complete, since people requested that. After 9.6 will eventually come 9.7. We are planning to release 9.6 still this year. it's a bit ambitious given our track record, but the idea is to have it out there. And Bind 9.7, definitely the main feature is all about DNSSEC usability. Usability meaning both the server side and the toolset that ships with Bind. On the server side, it includes, of course, not only the authoritative servers, which is of concern to the zoners, but also the validators. If DNSSEC is going to be of use in the world, not only do you have to publish the data, you also have to make it easy for people to consume the data, verify it. And there is all the issues of trust anchor management related to that. So, for instance, RFC 5011, which won't make it into Bind 9.6 for key rollover, will be in 9.7. In trust anchor management, we have a few ideas. Of course, one of them will be DLV, since we operate that as a transition tool to help people get off the ground. And of course, one of the things that we have felt is that, I don't know how many of you have tried to debug Bind when it's trying to validate DNSSEC and is failing, but it's next to a bad nightmare trying to make sure of what is going on, because if you turn debugging, you get lots of informational stuff, but it's mostly oriented to the developers who developed it, and it tells you what's going on inside Bind, but no one actually cares about that, and it's impossible for someone who is actually interested about what's going on to figure out what's going on from the messages you get, so we have to fix that. Some of the tools, for instance, that we are looking at, you'll have the chance to talk about. Zeikite is a nice improvement, and we are looking at what it does, and we'll get back in touch with the author at some point to see if we build up on it, if he would be amicable to building on it as part of Bind, or it stays separate, whatever, we shall see. Right now, 9.6 incorporates it into the contributed software, since the author was kind enough to even change the license from GPL to BSD for distribution. But basically, right now, it's not integrated. It's just there as a distribution mechanism. And after that, we are now working on the next big chunk of work, which we'll call Bind 10. It's a longer term project, even though it has started now. We are now working on things like architecture. It will be a rewrite from the bottom up of Bind, so that things like DLZ are not any longer external parts of Bind, but are built in from the beginning. And it's a lot about providing flexibility. One thing, as we are working on the